to me, the sound of the water, that's why in this piece it sounds like tears, like blood, like nature. So we're trying to make a water not just like a decoration, but as a very reasonable orchestrations from beginning to the end, very closely related to the text. So that's why we start with baptizing, in a way ended with resurrection, because water psalm has been symbol of restart, reunion, hope for many cultures.
When I took over Summerfest, it was a very natural thing when I wanted to explore yet into a new realm of soundscape. Tandun was the natural choice. This newer work written in 2000, Water Passion, according to St. Matthew. It's fascinating how Tandun, coming from China, with no religious background. In fact, you know, I asked Tandun about the idea that Chinese Communist Party allowed no religion. And so when you have no religious background, how can you come to reconcile yourself writing a piece based on the Bible?
When it becomes true in the kingdom of God.
So what I did is I watched 47 films by any filmmakers that made about the St. Matthew Passion, about the Bible. But I also studied many, many versions of the Bibles.
Throw yourself down.
We heard Bach firstly in when the Cultural Revolution finished. It's 1976, 77 or something. The door of universities opened again. And it seems like that time the Bach's music drifting and as a sort of a spiritual medicine, and everybody listened to it with all kinds of directions. But I purposely trying to do with a sort of a mirror structure of Bach's original Passion. So in Bach's Passion, every time the choral section, when the Jesus gets to the point of crucified and the key goes lower and lower and lower and lower till the death. But I find that interesting, so I purposely did a mirror, getting higher and higher and higher. And when he died, earthquake, then the rock and roll started almost, the resurrections. So I thought this journey, the sons had a kind of a hope for and very meaningful understanding for the suffering, for the journey. Yeah.
Judas.
But meanwhile, this mirror structure gave me a idea, having many, many cultural could be talk here through a interesting texture, fine designed structure also. So in this piece, we purposely retuned the violin and the cello into something like a much more old ancient fiddles. And the fiddles will match the sound of stone, sounds of water and other ceramic flutes, ocarinas, better.
He wants the violin and the cello solo parts to be improvised a lot of the time. And he also specifies that we have to play su ponticello, that is to play very close to the bridge, to make a raspy sound, and also to play coleño, where the bow, the wooden part of the bow, hits the string to create a sort of metallic twangy sound. It's in itself very liberating because I'm allowed to do these kind of things which conservatory training never allowed us to do.
I was actually imagining, how could I find all those sound, maybe goes back to, I was imagining, you know, when the Bible was forming along with the history. So at that time I thought there was no orchestra, there's no violin and cello, but there must be ancient percussions, sounds of stones, waters, you know. So to me, I always interested in my sound map, which spiritually come from certain kind of needs from my compositional point of view. So when I thought about this kind of sound, it's not necessarily they're German cellos or Italian violins or Chinese ocarina or Tuvan throat singing or medieval chanting or... No, to me, it's just it's something physically they are interesting, but also spiritually they are matching that kind of color.
The idea of visualizing a piece is highly important. Many of his works, like Ghost Opera and Water Passion, are very theatrical in that, you know, musicians are not static, but they are actual sort of semi-acting involved. But also the bowl, the water bowls, you know, that form, this cross when illuminated from underneath, I found that image very haunting. So I asked our production manager to please scout a venue where the audience is mostly above the stage so they can see that beautiful formed, lighted cross.
It's like you are a voice or sound painter. The painting here with sounds, but all the sounds need to match the historical or spiritual needs.